Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020, 1:16. A lot has transpired since my last audio message, recording, whatever this is, thought processing, audio, audible, thought processing. A lot has transpired, and I am left with the conversation of who am I? That's the first thing. So who am I? What can I do What do I want to do? How should I do it? Black people are so beautiful to me. I grew up seeing us in such a positive light because I was surrounded by Black people, thank God. And I understood that our beauty lives in our individuality. So knowing that Black life is systemically, intentionally, and deliberately being snuffed out enrages me to that white rage that you have hurt me, so I will hurt you back rage that I believe is just justifiable and just. Okay. However, I also wish to be a part of the solution because Black History Month in high school told me what I needed to know about the injustices that Black people, predominantly American Black people, but they sprinkled some Canadian Black history in there too from time to time, very, very rarely. I actually can't even remember. But anyway, I want to be a part of the solution. I want to use my voice in a way that inspires. I want to be a beacon of hope that, not a beacon of hope, I want to be a reflection of hope. I want to highlight I want to highlight what's working for us in a way, and I say us as in Black people, I want to highlight what is working for us in a way that empowers us to continue to work for us. I want to be able to feel as though I have contributed to a collective empowerment. Because I know on an individual basis, hopefully most of us as Black people are telling ourselves that we're lit. But if you believe it, you will see it in another Black person. And you will want to foster and nurture that in another Black person. And I feel that when I see all of the Black entrepreneurs, all of the Black creatives, all of the Black corporate successes that I know, all of the intelligent, mindful, strategic, successful, all of the wonderful, beautiful, powerful Black people that I know. I just want to make sure that we understand that if we have collective growth and support, the sky is the limit. Period. And the collective begins with the individual. Who are you? Who are you? Who am I? Me? I am a community ass, hippie ass, sexy ass, funny ass, mindful ass bitch. Whose understanding of self continues to grow on a daily basis because it adds to my individual strength. If I know myself, the more I know myself, the more I understand the power of all of us, which to me means something. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is it really is time to think about who you are, what you can do, what you want to do, how you want to do it, why you want to do it, because the system is working, and there isn't space for you to be comfortable. If you're comfortable, something's wrong. If you're comfortable in a system designed to see you fail, to see your life snuffed out and no justice served, to live in that system and to feel comfortable, there's a disconnect. So, through that discomfort comes clarifying messages beyond belief about what it is you are meant to do as an individual here on this earth. Through that discomfort comes that clarity. I guess that's all I have to unpack for now. Thank you for listening. Sending you love. Sending you a gentle reminder that you are so fucking incredible. If you are listening to this, and you are a Black person, you are so fucking incredible, and I love you. And I want to see us all fucking win. I want us all to win. That would be, can you imagine collective Black joy? Collective Black joy and success. It moves me to tears. We talk about fucking, what do they call it on Twitter? Fuck. Rock Nation Brunch. We talk about Rock Nation Brunch, this and that. Fuck Rock Nation Brunch. Collective Black joy and success, where you also get a piece of that pie, where you also can provide for yourself, your loved ones, your family, your friends, your community. And it might not look like the Rock Nation Brunch, but I bet you it feels better than the Rock Nation Brunch looks like. How about that?